From the studios of KPCW in Park City, it's This Green Earth, a weekly talk show about environmental issues and sustainable living. I'm Nell Larson.
And I'm Chris Cherniak. If you just joined us, we're talking to Brian McInerney. He's a senior hydrologist with the National Weather Service down in Salt Lake City. He joins us every few months, every season, let's say, to give us an update on the past season, how we did, and what things are looking like going forward as climate patterns change over time. And we wanted to take these last 5 minutes or so and turn our attentions to a couple of papers, some research that's been done in the area of climate change, and get your thoughts on them. The first one I found very interesting is in the journal Nature Climate Change. And it's a study done by a number of researchers, biologists, climate scientists, et cetera, that shows that vegetation in the Arctic is migrating north. Vegetation in forms of brush and grass and trees, et cetera, has been migrating north over the past 3 decades, and in some cases, hundreds of miles northwards. So does that surprise you, or do you have any insights in that?
No, it really doesn't. And this has been going for some time.
Yeah.
This isn't just something that popped out. About early 80s, things started changing.
Mm-hmm.
And what they noticed was the temperatures at, say, the equator are very similar. Seasonal, it's very similar because they get the direct solar radiation, and that's what you see. But the poles have a really big swing in temperature between seasons, winter and summer. And they're finding that that gap between the difference between winter and summer is decreasing. It's getting closer together. And that's a direct result of the climate warming. Another thing to consider is, and it's especially seen in the Arctic, is things are changing at a faster clip than mm-hmm. they originally thought of. It's warming 3 times what they had originally thought of. And as a result, this is an area that's really a good example of our planet is changing. Birds are changing, insects are changing, vegetation mm-hmm. is changing. And this kind of gets out of my realm, but this is just studies that have done by NOAA that if the statistics of climate change in the science is a little difficult, just read the planet. I had one of the researchers for some of the papers, he was a NOAA scientist, give a lecture, and he said, just read the planet. The glaciers are changing. Things are changing all the time, and all you have to do is look around to see how it's changing, even in your own backyard. Precipitation is changing. Our mountains here in the Wasatch, the fraction of precipitation is evolving from mostly snow. Now, what we see is the amount of precipitation has increased. The snow has stayed relatively the same, except for the very low elevations, and that's been replaced by rain over time. This was a study done out of Utah State University. They also found that the amount of storms coming out of the Pacific Northwest, the big lows that move down out of Alaska, the frequency of those storms are decreasing, and the trend continues to go down.
We have Doug Fryer in here, who runs the hives of honeybees at the Copper Moose Farm.
Okay, so the bees are here all winter. What have they been doing all winter?
Probably wishing they were in California.
Okay.
It's difficult. At 7,000 feet, we have a short season. Even in Salt Lake, they've got a month on each side. They're just warmer. There's a longer flowering season. So it's certainly more of a challenge to have honeybees at this altitude.
But as I understand, they just spend the time in the hive.
Pretty much
vibrating,
clustered,
literally vibrating,
honey,
expending
and
energy
vibrating,
and staying warm that way.
Right. Even I've had a thermometer because I'm that nerdy about it.
Sure.
A thermometer inside the hive, and you can watch the temperature sit pretty much constantly at 94, 95 degrees when it's 10 below outside.
Wow.
And they will... The queen will lay a few eggs through
the
winter, but very few. She pretty much lays eggs through the fall that will get them through the winter.
Each hive has one queen.
Right.
And how long
does
that queen live?
The queen can live from a year to 6 years.
Wow.
It depends. It really depends.
Meanwhile, the bees, the workers spend barely a season.
They're also variable. Yeah, the worker bees in from a spring through the summer where they're out foraging will live maybe 2 months, 3 months if they're really working hard. And those that overwinter that are born in the fall may overwinter until 6 months.
And as always, find us on our Facebook page, KPCW This Green Earth, and give us a like.